This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Can we talk Ceres, Usley? You see, Ceres, the largest asteroid in the solar system, is particularly well-positioned to observe this week. And you should take a look. Ceres, Usley. The asteroid belt lies between Mars and Jupiter, and it has lots and lots of hunks of rock floating around out there. Some astronomers think that if it were not for the gravity of Jupiter keeping the rocks all messed up, those rocks would have coalesced to form a planet at the dawn of the solar system. But because Jupiter's a bully, we have lots of rocks, and as I said, the biggest is Ceres. Ceres was discovered in 1800, when a group of astronomers went looking in the place they thought a planet should be. They found Ceres. Now, size-wise, Ceres is big for an asteroid, but it isn't planet-sized. It's roughly the size of Texas. It's a big hunk of rock. Big enough that for about 50 years or so, Ceres was called the ninth planet of the solar system. It was dethroned from its planetary perch in the mid-1800s. But as the largest of the asteroids, and the only one big enough to pull itself into a sphere by its own gravity, Ceres is now classified as a dwarf planet, the same as Pluto. But unlike Pluto, Ceres may have a liquid ocean of water under its surface. If you'd like to take a closer look at Ceres or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.